You need, he's going to bring you the strength you need. He's going to bring you the resources you need. But you're just going to strike out. But and even right now, you're in a tight place. And it's like, how can we make it through to what you've given us to do? And the Lord says, I'm going to break through that tight place. And you're going to give an offering. I just hear you're going to give a breakthrough offering to who the Lord tells you to give it to. And as soon as you give it, that it's going to literally break open such a financial, what do I want to say, just an outpouring, more than a blessing. It's not going to be a blessing. It's going to be an avalanche, a financial avalanche. For you've been willing to do what many people wouldn't do. And at times you say, well, I don't have the training, I don't have the education, or I didn't have this, I'm not that person. And the Lord said, I like you just the way you are. And I've made you literally to go places no other person would go. And there's coming a new apostolic strength. There's coming a new apostolic honoring. That there is going to come a recognition at a much greater level of and what you've done. For the Lord says, I have set you in place, and you've given away your shirt. You've given away your shirt every time you got a new one, you gave it away. And the Lord said, you've given away more shirts than most person have given away dollar bills. And the Lord said, because of your heart of giving, because you literally will not withhold a portion for yourself, the Lord said, I'm going to bless you like I've never blessed you before. And you've been blessed in the past. God has blessed you with an amazing wife and people around you. But even though this last season has been a season where you said, will I make it all the way through? And the Lord said, right now, I am visiting you with supernatural strength. I am telling you tonight that you are exactly doing what I've called you to do. And the Lord said, I am lifting you up. Even that physical infirmity that has tried to overtake you, the Lord said, I'm dealing with it right now, and it will not have the last word. For even tonight, I utter the last word. I say, it is finished. It is finished. And you will see the salvation of God. And even, just lift out your hands, because I'm anointing your hands in a new way. Just reach your hands out. I'm just anointing your hands in a new way, that I am blessing your hands. Everything, your hands are my hands, and everything you will touch, like everything that Joseph touched, was blessed. That you are going to be blessed in basket and in store. The blessings of God are about ready to come and overtake you. For the Lord said that you have given up everything. You have given me everything. You have withheld nothing. Even that time that you wanted to withhold and it was hard to give it up, you said, God, you've got it. I'll give it to you. You have not withheld. And the Lord said, now I am getting ready to pour out an unusual favor upon you, an unusual blessing, and many will come. And people have said, what in the world are those two doing over there? Well, I declare to you that you've heard from the Lord, for you're pioneering a brand new movement in this nation. And there shall be a time in the future when people begin to realize you are digging up dry ground. You are doing what many wouldn't do. Who would put a tent up in the middle of nowhere and expect a crowd to come? And the Lord said, I have given you raw faith. Raw, dirty, radical faith. And I am getting ready to show you the results of your raw, dirty, just down and dirty faith, that you'll do it, that radical faith, and you will be amazed at what I'm going to do. And the Lord said, you are even going to be recognized by the high and mighty, because you have loved the poor and the unlovely. And tonight, I bless you in the name of Jesus, and I am so honored to be in your midst and humbled that you would invite me here, for you are the choice of God.